Steve is the artistic director and conductor of the Lyrica Chamber Choir of Barry, and you never make mistakes like that, do you?
Oh, not too often, once in a while.
I have a theory. If you do something often enough, sooner or later, you'll do it wrong.
Yeah, I've been there.
Law of averages catches up. We want to talk about, first of all, a little bit about the choir, for anybody who's not familiar with the Lyrica Chamber Choir of Barry, an auditioned adult choir. What, 35
yep,
horses?
Pretty well, that's it. Yep, between 34 and 36 is generally it. Beautiful audition vocal group. Started in the year 2000 with the founding director, Natalia Guerin, and then I took over in 2005 after her death, and I've been there ever since.
And you're pretty ambitious because you don't just do one concert.
We do a three-concert season and Christmas, and then a serious sacred work in at the end of March, and then the May program, which is sort of a mixed program usually on a theme.
And all of these are in Barrie at Burton Avenue United Church, which is, I have not had the chance to get there yet, but I understand the acoustics are magnificent.
It's a beautiful, beautiful historic church right in the heart of Barrie, seats 250 people, so everybody gets an intimate experience in that concert setting.
And the choir is also part of the community with scholarships, I understand, and workshops. Tell us about that.
We have started several years ago the High School Scholar Program, and that program brings in four outstanding high school vocal music students from the schools. And we have a roster this year that's, as usual, excellent. And these students sing with Lyrica for the year. And they are on a scholarship with the choir, and so all of their membership fees and music are all paid for. And many of them return then for one more year after that. We try to get them when they're in grade 11, and they are invited back in grade 12 if they would like to do that. And many of them go on in music careers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, great community service. Let's talk about the concert, the last one of the season, and the date is a couple of weeks from this Saturday, the 26th of May.
That's right.
To the theme, Coming Home, and featuring the music of several composers, but in particular, a man named Stephen Paulus.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Paulus is an American composer. He's passed away in 2014 from the Minnesota area. Beautiful, beautiful choral music is what he's known for mostly. And he often would work from the poetry of Michael Dennis Brown, and they would collaborate. And the Road Home is one of his most famous works, and we are performing that on the 26th. And the Road Home is a very poignant, romantic piece about coming home, about whatever home is to you. It has sacred, eternal kind of connotations in the poetry as well, which is beautiful. And Paulus himself set this, when you hear the melody, it's just soaring, and it's so pretty with the text, and the music really does heighten the poetry.
Another of his very famous pieces, the Pilgrim's Hymn, was sung in a couple of funerals for U.S. presidents, they believe Reagan and Ford.
That's now, right.
Are you also doing that?
We are doing the Pilgrim's Hymn. It's a stunning work. As the title would imply, it's very hymn-like. It's a sacred text, again, by Michael Dennis Brown. And it was used at the funerals of a couple of American presidents, as you mentioned. And it is now regularly in concert setting. It's an a cappella work as well. And what I think you get from it is just the serenity when you're listening to it, and the beauty of the harmony. There's some tension in the harmony, but it always releases at the end of the phrase into a beautiful, beautiful consonant sound.
And beyond Paulus, you've got some music by Alice Parker.
Yes, we have a beautiful arrangement by Alice Parker of Johnny, I Hardly Knew You. It's an Irish folk song arrangement, a stunning arrangement by Alice Parker, which really talks about coming home from war and how that changes somebody. And unfortunately, it has a very solemn, kind of sad ending.
What are you doing by Randall Thompson?
Oh, we're doing The Road Not Taken from the Frostiana series. And it's a beautiful setting of Robert Frost's famous poem, The Road Not Taken.
And another piece by Moses Hogan.
Yep, Moses Hogan, the late Moses Hogan, would be sort of a continuation of the spiritual arrangers of African-American spirituals. So he would follow such arrangers as William Dawson and Harry Burley. Hogan is, we're doing an amazing arrangement called I Can Tell the World.
Coming home, and who doesn't want to go home?
That's right.
No matter where you might be, home is where you want to be. Saturday, May 26th, it starts at 7:30 that evening. Great prices, $17 for adults, students or seniors, 14, at the Burton Avenue United Church in Barrie. How can people learn more and get tickets?
Yes, they can go to the website, which is www.lyricachoir.ca, and everything's up there that you need. There's a link to my email, which is called info@lyricachoir, and everything's there.
Fabulous. My guest, Steve Winfield, Artistic Director and Conductor for the Lyrica Chamber Choir. Their concert is May 26th. One more time, what's that website?
www.lyricachoir.ca.
Thank you, Steve. Here's some more wonderful chorus music.